From Paris to Portland, you've picked up the guidebooks. You've followed the advice. This is the Fromer Travel Show. Pauline Fromer, president of Fromer Media, and Jason Cochran, editor-in-chief of Fromers.com, with the most complete, the most up-to-date travel information available anywhere. The pages of the Fromer's guidebooks come alive right now, exclusively on 77 WABC.
Right, you are listening to the Fromer Travel Show. I'm Pauline Fromer.
And I'm Jason Cochran.
And it's Super Bowl weekend. Woohoo! So, with that in mind, the question of the day has to do with Halls of Fame. I met with some folks from Ohio last week and learned that the Football Hall of Fame turns 100 in 2020, which really, really surprised me, actually.
Yeah, me too.
So that's in Ohio. I think it's Canton. I should have looked that up before I got on air. Oh, well. Would you go? Does that interest you? And it doesn't have to just be the Football Hall of Fame. There are other halls of fame that have to do with other sports or have to do with other interests altogether. What do you think? Would that make a good road trip, doing a Hall of Fame? 800-848-9222. I have actually been to something that's akin to a Hall of Fame that I'd love to go back to, that I thought was really, really worthwhile, and that's the Grammy Museum. Grammys have
also
been.
Oh, that is good, yeah.
It's in Los Angeles, and it really is kind of a museum about the history and theories behind the production of music. And so you can play instruments, you learn about different artists. It's very interactive and really well done. Have you been, Jason? You just said
I haven't been there. You know which musical Hall of Fame I've been to? I do like is the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh yes,
it's really well done, and they've got some great. That's the thing about when you're a Hall of Fame, you tend to get really good stuff.
Right.
So they have Elvis's solid gold Cadillac,
right?
Nudie suits. So you see, you know, it's not just about plaques on a wall. They have those too, but about the very history of the thing you're celebrating. So I love it. I learn all kinds of things I never knew before when I go to one of these places.
Well, at the Country Music Hall of Fame, I thought it was so interesting because they brought in the very, very varied roots of country music. So it's not just Appalachian, for example. You know, a lot of it comes from English settlers, and you can hear the roots of their music. Some of it came from Africans who were brought to the United States, and their types of music really, really is reflected in country music today. It's an absolutely fascinating museum.
So you go to one of these places, and you know, you think this will be moderately interesting, and you learn all kinds of things you never knew before. Wimbledon is another really good example. It's not a Hall of Fame, but because it's so important, they have their own museum in Wimbledon, London, and you learn so many interesting things about the past, about the history of tennis, about its Victorian, you know, it's drenched in Victoriana. You see the actual Wimbledon trophy that they haul out every single year. It's just great. I mean, and I don't care much about tennis, but I thought that was a fascinating place to visit.
And also kind of akin to this, I think, are presidential libraries, where you learn about, it's kind of like a Hall of Fame to that administration. I went to the George H.W. Bush one in Dallas, and it was fascinating. It's very interactive. You have to look at the different crises he faced at one point and make a decision based on what they knew at the time. And you get some of the decisions I didn't agree with
it's
in the museum, but it's interesting. It's,
you know,
very
three weeks ago, I went to the Nixon one in California.
Ooh.
And they do the same thing.
Oh, really?
That's an interesting way to approach a president who some people might find controversial, is say, okay, you make the choice and see what you decide.
Right.
Sometimes you end up doing the same thing that he did.
They at the George H.W. Bush Museum, they had something that I know they didn't have the Richard Nixon Museum, which is paintings that George H.W. Bush has done. Apparently, since he retired from the presidency, he's become a painter. And he's not bad. It was very interesting to see.
They have something even better. The Nixon one in Yorba Linda, California, they have the helicopter that he stood on the steps of to do the peace sign right when he left.
Oh, wow.
And then you can get on board the helicopter. So you can take a picture of yourself doing the victory sign at the same helicopter entrance. So that's pretty good.
Now, I'm not a sports person, as you know, although I have kids who are sporty, so I've spent a lot of time in stadiums recently. But Have you ever been to any of the sports Hall of Fames?
No, not these sports Hall of Fames. I grew up partly in Fort Lauderdale, and the swimming one was there, but I never went to it.
Interesting. Do you know anybody who ever did?
I do know some swimmers who went, but they would go for meets because these Hall of Fames often have facilities to encourage the sport or whatever. So people will go for other reasons as well, for competitions and things like that.
Right. So if you have been to one that you would recommend, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, presidential libraries, anything that kind of looks at an activity or at an administration or something like that, kind of like a museum, but not quite. Give us a call, 800-848-9222. I see we have a call coming in from Patricia in Rocky Point, Long Island. Patricia, you are our first guest today. We thank you so much for calling.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. I have been, when our daughter was little, we had gone to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow. Was it interesting?
Very, very, yes. And, you know, I know about sports, but I don't participate. But basketball was terrific. In fact, they have a little area there where people can shoot the basketball. So my husband and my daughter were doing that. And they have jerseys and all kinds of things related to basketball from the earliest times up until the present.
Wow. You know, another one that this makes me think of, I actually went to the Muhammad Ali Museum, which is in Louisville, Kentucky. And that was a fascinating place. You really get into an understanding of that sport. You could get into a ring. There are different exercises you can have. And, of course, Ali had a fascinating life. I understand you also have a question, Patricia.
Yes, I do. I've traveled a fair amount around the world, but I have never been to Las Vegas. And some lady friends and myself, we are considering going to Las Vegas to celebrate two big birthdays. And not knowing much about it at all, I was wondering, are there any tour companies or agencies that specialize in perhaps airfare and hotel packages?
You know, it's interesting. We've been studying this on Fromers.com on when air hotel packages pay off and when they don't. I find that air hotel packages work really, really well for tropical destinations. If you're going to the Mayan Riviera, if you're going to the Caribbean, you are nuts not to buy a package because you are definitely going to save a lot of money. One of our authors, the author of Fromer's Easy Guide to Cancun and the Mayan Riviera, found that people who booked an air hotel package saved on average 45% off booking those elements separately. But it doesn't work as well in the United States for every destination. And sometimes you'll save money in Las Vegas, sometimes you won't this way. The problem with Las Vegas is there's a lot of extra fees, resort fees, parking fees now. Jason, what do you think? Is there a company you'd recommend, or would you recommend her booking it separately?
I mean, obviously, it's very easy to do separately because it's not really designed to be a place you are shown around or even need necessarily to have all these discounts. But people do use Southwest Vacations, I think,
yes,
disproportionately.
That's true.
Southwest Airlines goes there, and they often will package hotels with it. But like Pauline is suggesting, price it both ways just in case you're maybe not getting the deal you think you're getting. Because I don't think it's a hard and fast rule that you're always going to save money at an American destination using an air hotel package.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have a really good book out. It's called Fromer's Easy Guide to Las Vegas. It will give you the background on how to find that hotel, because the hotel in Vegas, it's almost like a cruise ship. It really does affect your whole experience because there's so many activities in the hotels.
And you can get one that's far away from everything else. It's much larger than you think. It could take an hour or two just to walk up the strip for a few casinos. So decide if you want to be in the middle of it or a little bit out of it, too, is a big consideration when you pick one.
And I actually spent 3 months in Las Vegas about a decade ago writing a Las Vegas guidebook. And I found that most visitors to Vegas actually miss some really, really fascinating things there that are very worthwhile doing. Like they have an offshoot of the Smithsonian Museum. It's called the Museum of Atomic Testing because this is where, right outside of Las Vegas, the atom bomb was tested. In fact, people used to stand on the rooftops of the casinos and look for mushroom clouds in the distance. They would know when things were about
Jackpot.
To be exploded. Yeah. And so it tells the whole history of the development of the atomic bomb in a really compelling way. And then downtown, just in the last couple of years, the Museum of, what's it called? The Mob Museum opened, which also is a really, really fun and interesting museum. There are great nature areas within driving distance of Las Vegas. Red Rock Canyon is gorgeous, and just about 30 minutes.
The Neon Museum used to be just this junkyard feel, and they've done so much work to make it a place that's really fascinating to go.
Explain what it is.
It's all the giant signs, essentially, all those big, massive, famous signs that are in front of all these casinos in years past, the neon signs, they've preserved them. So, you know, that famous cowboy that you would see in the 1950s and 60s on Fremont Street is now in the Neon Museum. So you can see some incredibly giant works of art and some smaller ones, too. Neon is one of those things that in a couple places around America, there are new museums dedicated to it. It's a whole world of preservation. So it's kind of great to see what they're doing out there. This stuff would be thrown away otherwise.
Yeah, and unfortunately, most visitors to Vegas feel like they don't need to do any advanced research, and they miss these things. And I think they're a really great part of the thing. The other thing is you and your friends must go see a few shows. And they have the equivalent of the, you know, the TKTS booth in Times Square. They have like five of those booths in different parts of Las Vegas. They're called Ticks for Tonight. And you can get tickets for half off to pretty much, well, not any show in town. They usually will have one or two of the Cirque du Soleil shows. Those are very worthwhile. I'm a big fan of hypnotism shows. They're really wacky and fascinating, and you can't believe what these guys get people to do. In fact, I went with a friend, and she was a volunteer. She claims to this day she wasn't hypnotized, that she just felt sorry for the guy and did what he asked her to do, but she did some wacky things. I think she was hypnotized. Anyway, a long answer, but enjoy Las Vegas. Do you have any other questions on it, or did we get to them?
You got to them, and my last question was about a guidebook from Frommer's, but you answered that.
Good.
And I'm going to run out and get it.
Fabulous. Thank you, Patricia. Have a wonderful time. I'm looking at the clock. We have to take a short break, but Jean and Mary will get back to you as soon as we do these messages. Anybody else who wants to call, the number is 800-848-9222. This week's program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. Visit Allianz travelinsurance.com. And let's get right back to the phones. Anybody who wants to call, once again, the number is 800-848-9222. We're talking Hall of Fames on this Super Bowl weekend. And we have Gene in Manhattan with some thoughts on that. Gene, you've been to a Hall of Fame?
I have indeed. I have been to the Baseball Hall of Fame and in Cooperstown, New York, and I strongly recommend it.
Why?
I mean, first of all, the Hall of Fame itself is beautifully laid out, and basically, no matter whether you're sports-oriented or not, every American has a passing knowledge of baseball.
Sure, yeah.
And it's in a beautiful part of New York State, and in the summertime, they also have the Glimmer Glass Opera Festival. Mm. So if you go at that time, you can see that as well. And not far away are the Howe Caverns, which are very interesting to visit. And you can take a little paddle boat underneath in the caverns. The whole thing is, and also it's not very far from the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh.
So you could actually knock off two for the price of one. That whole area of New York State is really beautiful, a very pleasant drive. Everything about it is very worthwhile. You know, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, all these wonderful baseball players. But it's a charming town apart from the museum itself,
mm-hmm.
and it has a lot to offer in addition to the museum.
Well, thank you, Gene. That was terrific. I want to go now.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Let's talk to Mary in Connecticut next. Hey, Mary, you're live on the Frommer Travel Show. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. We enjoy listening to your show. I visited the Reagan Presidential Library several years ago in Simi Valley, California. It's about 45 minutes northwest of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because they have an older Air Force One that you can go mm-hmm. in and see what it looks like.
Ooh, wow.
And the presidential limo and Sikorsky helicopter, and they have the slab of the Berlin Wall.
Ah, makes sense. Yeah.
Plus, they have Reagan's a duplicate of his office, presidential office.
Right.
And they have changing exhibits, but it's a beautiful area. And cottonwood trees line the entrance.
Jason, I know you've been, haven't you?
I have, and she's right about that Air Force One. It's something to say. There's this giant glass hangar that it's in. It was the one that flew between 1973 and 2001, so it covered a number of presidents. And if you remember in the primaries of 2016, that one of the debates, I think it was the Republican Party, had all of their candidates lined up in front of it. They actually held the debate in front of the Air Force One at the Reagan Library. A couple of years ago, it was really closely threatened by some of those wildfires because Simi Valley is a very dry place. It's where Reagan had his ranch. But luckily, things were spared, and she's right. There are some really interesting things in that museum that have nothing to do almost with Reagan, not specifically. They're more about the presidency in general. So you really do learn a lot. Nancy Reagan had a big hand in arranging the curation. So Nancy's got lots of stuff about what she wore and the plates she used when she entertained. But Nancy Davis... I mean, Jane Wyman? No, who was his first wife?
Oh, his first wife.
Jane Wyman.
Yeah.
Had a very, like, two signs. Like, nothing. Because Nancy was the one who controlled it. But you know what? To the winner go the spoils.
Yes.
And they're both buried there on the campus as well. So if you would like to pay tribute to their grave, there they are.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you for calling, Mary.
Wow.
Great call. Let's talk to Lucy in New York City. Hey, Lucy, you're alive on the Frommer Travel Show. We thank you for calling.
Oh, yes. Hi, thank you. Yeah, I have two questions. I'm going to be scheduled to travel to St. Petersburg, Florida on this April, mid-April, and I just wanted to know how soon should I book? Should I wait? Can I wait almost when it's closed or now, or when can I get good deals? And the second question is, I noticed that everybody that comes from that part of Florida, they go to Tampa for the airport. I don't know if there's an airport in St. Petersburg. They seem to use always Tampa Airport.
Tampa St. Pete's usually the same airport. They share one. So I think that might be a little bit of the confusion there. So you just leave out of it. It's a little bit west of town, I believe, kind of in between the city of Tampa and the water.
And in terms of when to book, I've talked about this study before, but there's this organization called the Airline Reporting Corporation. They act as the middleman between the airlines and all of the travel agencies. And every year they look at the billions with a B fair transactions that they have a hand in. They use artificial intelligence to do it, and they look and they find patterns. And they find that for domestic flights, usually you get the best rates if you book 4 to 5 weeks in advance, mostly. So I would recommend looking in mid-March. You may pay more if you book now. Generally, the best rates, statistically, and this can go out the window if there's a holiday period or if there's some kind of special event happening or some other reason that people are booking at higher rates than usual farther in advance. But overall, usually you'll do the best booking 4 to 5 weeks in advance.
And there are, I think, go with the best airfare. I mean, there's a couple airports in that whole area, the St. Pete and the Sarasota and a few other ones. So just go with where the deals are best.
Any airlines that normally go there? I always see everybody goes to Tampa. I have no idea why. Is it I don't know which one it goes to St. Petersburg.
Ooh.
Well, what's the best city for you to fly out of?
I fly out of Brooklyn, New York City.
So
Brooklyn,
Newark or LaGuardia or JFK then? I don't know offhand which ones go to Tampa, St. Pete. Do you, Jason? But any...
A general airfare search will turn it up. Yeah.
Any airfare search. We have a really great article on Fromers.com on the best and worst airfare search engines. And one of the winners, believe it or not, is a company called SkipLagged. SkipLagged. If you put in the dates you want to travel, if you put in where you're going, it will shoot back good rates and tell you which airlines you'd be going on. I don't have in my head, unfortunately, all of the airlines where each of them goes. I'd have to be a computer for that. But you should find that information pretty easily. Good luck, Lucy. Have a great time. Let's turn to Steve in Edison, New Jersey. Hey, Steve, you're live on the Fromer Travel Show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good afternoon. This is why I'm calling. The end of the month, my wife and I, who's a first-time air traveler, we're going to Negril, Jamaica. And just curious. I've been to Jamaica about 35 years ago. And, you know, I want to get on that Club Mobe to make life a lot easier for my wife, but it was all booked up. Can you tell me about if there's any kind of horror stories about going through customs in Jamaica?
Not that I've heard of.
Because everybody was saying you got to get Club Mobe, and they just whisk you right through. And unfortunately, it was all booked up.
I think everybody is exaggerating. I think you'll be absolutely fine getting through customs. It shouldn't be that big a deal. I mean, if you want to find out what is and what isn't allowed in terms of being taken out of the country, you could go to fromers.com/destination/Jamaica, and we do have lists on our website of, you know, how many ounces of alcohol you can take in or out, how many...
There was somebody who got in trouble recently for some strange object. I want to say honey or seeds or something like that, but I think it was a misunderstanding in that case, and it wasn't policy.
Right, right. No, it shouldn't be. I don't think Jamaica's any worse than anywhere else in terms of getting through customs. Should be absolutely fine. Have a wonderful trip, and congratulations to your wife. How exciting.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. All right, we have to take a break. But before we go, as you heard, Allianz is one of the sponsors of this program. We're proud to sponsor them with them, or be sponsored by them, I should say, because they help people out when things go wrong. And it can be scary when you're on the road and something happens and you need help. You might need to go see a doctor. You might have to be medevaced out. You might miss your plane or your train or your cruise ship. Who knows? In those cases, it's so helpful to have a company that's going to repay you for any extra expenses, give you resources to find the professionals you need to help you, and do much more. To find out all about Allianz's terrific travel insurance policies, visit allianztravelinsurance.com. That's allianztravelinsurance.com.
Get a jump on vacation plans. The Fromer Travel Show. Pauline Fromer and Jason Cochran. 77 WABC.
This week's program is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. Protect your travel investment with Allianz. Visit A-L-L-I-A-N-Z, travelinsurance.com.
You know, Pauline, Lucy's call in the last half hour, we get this question a lot, what she asked. She wanted to kind of figure out, okay, what flights go between Airport X and Airport Y? She was wondering, do I go to Tampa? Do I go to St. Pete? Do I go out of Brooklyn? Which, of course, we know would mean JFK. So there is actually a tool that you can use to figure out which flights go between two cities. It's called flightconnections.com. Simple as that. Flightconnections.com. And there's another site that's not related, but we can also use to figure out how to get between any two points.
Sure.
And that's called Rome to Rio, when the two is the number two, RomeToRio.com. So between flightconnections.com and RomeToRio.com, you should be able to figure out the most expedient way to get between two spots. Now, whether it's going to be the cheapest, we'll find that out when you do your search for a fare.
Exactly. And a lot of people right now are trying to figure out what to do for summer vacation or maybe spring break. To help us with that, I recently interviewed some old friends of ours from Traverse City. Here's a little bit of how our conversation went. So we have our good friends from Traverse City here with an interesting announcement. First off, Jennifer Case, who is the VP of Marketing for Traverse City Tourism. And Jennifer, it's gotten easier for people from all around the country to get to Traverse City, right?
That is definitely true. Yes, we have a lot more direct flights throughout the year. That's made Traverse City very accessible.
It used to be that there were just direct flights in the summer months, but now is Traverse City trying to become a year-round destination?
For sure, yes. We definitely would love to see more travelers in the, as we call them, shoulder seasons and in the winter. So yes, we have a lot of flights now. Orlando, for example, St. Petersburg, and then we have a Mesa, Arizona flight as well that's also direct, and then we always have our Detroit and Chicago flights.
And Susan, we have Susan Wilcox Olson here. She is the Cherry Capital Airport Media Marketing Consultant. Susan, for our New York City audience, because that's what we're talking to, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, we're heard in 17 states here at WABC. The big news is more lift from the New York area for us, right?
Absolutely. In fact, during the summer months, we have three flights a day coming into Traverse City as nonstops from LaGuardia and Newark as well. So it is easier than ever to come and enjoy that 3-4 day getaway or come and stay longer and enjoy all of Northern Michigan.
Yeah. So Jennifer, for our listeners, they may not know what there is to do in Northern Michigan, but you are the festival capital of the United States.
Yeah.
So can you just tell us about a couple of the main festivals in the upcoming months?
Sure. Well, we can talk about our biggest festival, the National Cherry Festival.
Right.
It's probably the
which is so much fun. Yes.
Yes. And so this year it runs July 4th through the 10th. And many, I mean, it's obviously celebrating the harvest of Cherry Festival. And in the spring, we also have Blossom Festival. So that's also celebrating the start of the growing of the cherry.
Oh, so cherry blossoms.
Makes sense. We do a Traverse City and Cork package, which is really great, and celebrating all that's, you know, the blossoming and the beauty of spring. And then, but the National Cherry Festival is great.
It's fun. And one of the things I loved about it was there was such a variety of things to see and do. You have like major artists coming in to do concerts.
Right. Yes.
You have pit spitting contests and cherry pies galore.
True. A lot of celebration over this wonderful fruit.
Do you also have the Blue Angels coming in?
I believe this year we do.
Correct. Yes. In fact, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels will make their 26th visit, and
wow.
We're just thrilled to have them come. And it is like no other weekend, no matter what, how many times you've seen them. There's just such a prideful feeling when you see them over the water. And it's, incidentally, one of the only free air shows in the country.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah, and they fly in formation. I was invited to be a press to go on board. I turned it down.
Oh, no.
Because I spoke with another person who did do this as a volunteer, and she bragged to me that she was the only journalist who didn't throw up. And I said, wow, how'd you accomplish that? She said, because I passed out.
Oh.
But you see them doing these amazing tricks
truly.
Up in the air. It's an extraordinary
and
event.
And our location, too. We're right on the two bays, mm-hmm. you know, out from Lake Michigan. So it's a really wonderful, beautiful setting to watch them on.
You also have a very important film festival.
We do, yes. The Traverse City Film Festival. Always exciting. A lot of great independent films. Some releases once in a while. I don't think anything's been released at this point, but definitely a great festival.
Who's the man behind that?
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
Yes.
Yep. Who has such fascinating good taste.
Yes.
I think so.
He definitely helped with our state theater renovations a while ago, but is continuing to promote, you know, film in our area.
So. And probably weekly concerts at Interlaken.
Yes,
which is
always wonderful concerts throughout the summer, for sure.
And then for those who just want fun in the sun, I think people forget about the Great Lakes.
I would agree. I think we're like the unsung coast, and it's, you know, there's no salt, so it's fresh, and
mm-hmm.
the beaches are wonderful. We have very little rocks, so it's very sandy, and it's a wonderful swimming experience, really.
Yeah. So long story short, this is the year to come to Traverse City. If people want information on all of these nonstop flights, where do they go?
TBCAirport.com, and there you will also find links to TraverseCity.com, along with our other Northern Michigan communities, from ranging from Petoskey and Charlevoix and Mackinac and Gaylord and all those great places that you've experienced throughout the summers.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was our buddies from Traverse City. We have to take a commercial break, but anybody who'd like to call us over the break is a great time to do so. Once again, the number is 800-848-9222. We also take questions by email. That's FromerTravelShow@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Folks, you want to know what our favorite Subaru store has going on this month? Ramsey Subaru, that's our favorite store, and you know that they won the 2019 Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award for exceptional customer service and a strong commitment to the community. Ramsey Subaru, people of integrity, really good people. So now you know, folks, and with over 600 Subarus available, they are going to have the one you want. This month, during the Subaru True Love event, they're offering great deals on a new 2020 Subaru Forester. This new Forester is packed with great features. It's got Apple Play and Android Auto, even a Wi-Fi hotspot, plus tons of multimedia enhancements like Starlink, navigation, Bluetooth, hands-free phone, all in an 8-inch touchscreen. That's why Subaru has the best-selling all-wheel drive cars in America for the past 10 years. Just go to their website, RamseySubaru.net, to schedule your test drive.
Offers available to qualified buyers subject to primary lender approval. Taxes, title, and tags not included. All rebates to dealer. Sale ends 2/29/20.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is it too early to do spring cleaning?
Springtime is here, ma'am.
But the calendar says...
Springtime came to your house the moment we arrived.
We bring the springtime with us, ma'am.
But I haven't really prepared for spring cleaning.
You don't need to prepare, ma'am.
Just walk around and point at junk you wish would disappear.
And then what happens?
It disappears.
Really?
All you have to do is point.
All I have to do is point? Wow! You really do bring the springtime.
We leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
When you're ready for a fresh start
and you want junk to disappear.
You can make it springtime anytime.
All you have to do is point.
We'll be there before you hang up the phone.
Your home will sparkle and sing a happy song.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Individual rates, coverage, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions.
If you run a small business, every penny counts. So saving up to 30% on your workers' comp insurance is a big deal. That's why you need a workers' comp rate check from PI Insurance. Now available for small business owners in your area. Workers' comp insurance rates can vary, and yours may have changed since you got your current policy. That's why PI Insurance invites you to get a quick online quote right from your computer or smartphone. Simply go to PIinsurance.com and you'll know in just minutes if you're overpaying. PI Insurance was built a better way to make workers' comp a no-brainer with an easy online experience and outstanding service. PI's coverage is A-rated by AM Best and helps protect your business and your employees. Plus, it could save you up to 30%. Do yourself a favor. Find out if your small businesses overpaying for workers' comp insurance. Check your rate today and see how much you can save at PIinsurance.com. That's PIeinsurance.com.
Jax New York LLC in New York, New York is seeking a production and global sourcing manager to analyze and coordinate production and global sourcing processes for assigned accounts. Must have a bachelor's in fashion production, fashion design or related, and 2 years of experience as a production assistant in the garment industry, including 2 years experience with developing key brand account relationships from design to delivery, coordinating with design, sales, and production teams to ensure production meets specifications, coordinating factory and social compliance audit and verification process in Asia to ensure suppliers meet retail requirements, and analyzing, reviewing, and approving individual garment requirements, including fabric and color choice, construction and sizing for both style and manufacturability. To apply, send resume to Barris at jachsny.com. Jax New York LLC in New York, New York is seeking a production and global sourcing manager to analyze and coordinate production and global sourcing processes. To apply, send resume to Barris at jachsny.com.
The most popular destinations for you and your family right here. Pauline Frommer and Jason Cochran, The Frommer Travel Show, 77 WABC.
let's return to the phones. On the line, we have Gary from Edison, New Jersey. Hey, Gary, you are live on the Fromer Travel Show. We thank you so much for calling. What's
First
on your
of all,
mind?
I liked your presentation last week.
Thank you.
I was at the LBJ Library and Museum some years ago in Austin.
What's it like? I've never been.
Well, of course he had a very checkered past, and it did give the good, bad, and ugly of him.
Huh. Interesting. And, that's right. Surprising, because usually it's done from the proponents of the man in question.
Well, of course, with the Vietnam War and everything
sure,
else going on.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Fascinating. So would you recommend it to others?
Oh, yeah. It's very informative.
Yeah. Great.
I was taking a rental car, and I was listening to KLBJ as I was around that area.
Wow, fascinating. Yeah.
You know, these places do change over time. The Nixon Museum, a few years back, rewrote a lot of its displays to suit, I think, well, the fairness of advancing history, right? Because right after they're gone or that they step down or leave office, people feel very strongly. As time goes on, history starts to soften and people can start reapproaching, you know, the breadth of their legacies without being a defense. And that's what's happening at the Nixon Library. They're being a lot more fair about everything.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary, for calling. We appreciate it. You know, we also get questions via email, and we got this important one from Reeve. He says, would you discuss the effect of the coronavirus is having on the travel industry now? Are travelers reimbursed if they have their trips canceled because of it? Well, good question. If you have travel insurance, yes, you're reimbursed, but you had to have gotten that travel insurance before January 21st, which is when this crisis was named. If you got it for the trip before that, you're covered. Plus, a lot of airlines are just giving the money back. Jason,
yeah,
you wanted
airlines to and cruise companies are just giving the money back. And I think hotels are doing it as well. Those hotels less frequently will have these penalties. It's because, you know, they know this is a big deal, and a lot of them have just completely loosened their policies. A lot of them have actually canceled their flights between next week and the end of March or even to April. So you couldn't take a flight if you wanted to. So they have to give your money back. So before you panic about if you have something planned, check in with the different people who sold you the different items. They may have a far more liberal cancellation policy than you suspect.
Right. In fact, some companies have gone out of their way to announce what their policies will be. On the hotel front, IHG, Marriott, and Accor, which is big, massive conglomerates of different hotel chains. They have all pledged to waive cancellation fees if you're going to China before February 8th. Cruise passengers have also been affected. MSC, Costa, Royal Caribbean, they are all canceling their sailings to China. And so my guess, and I think it's an educated guess, is people will be reimbursed.
But there's a flip side to this. If you weren't going to go to China anyway, and there are now availabilities in places where there's not currently the outbreak because the Chinese aren't allowed to leave either. And they account for like 16% of world international tourism. So places where Chinese people used to vacation, like Australia, Indonesia, and Bali, some parts of the Western U.S., are seeing a big downturn, which is going to mean, cheaper deals for the rest of us. Yeah,
very. It's a sad thing. I mean, the good thing to know about the virus, there's a very good article in the New York Times today where they're answering the most common questions. And it looks like, knock wood, this is going to be the case. You know, every day the stats are changing and they're learning more. But right now it looks like it's less of a deadly virus than SARS was. Right now it has a 3% fatality rate. Of course, any deaths are tragic, but that isn't as bad as it could be.
Trying to figure out how it's transmitted, how contagious it even is. So a lot of these measures are they're doing as extreme caution until they figure out what the measure should be.
Right. We have to take another break. If anybody would like to call, once again, the number is 800-848-9222. Before we go, though, I got to say, coronavirus, it makes me think about travel insurance and how important it is to have it. Because while the airlines and cruise lines are giving back the money, if you had rented a house from an individual owner and had to cancel, that's a case where you may not get your money back. Those are notorious for holding on to security deposits, even if there's real reasons people would cancel their travel. So it's always good to get a good, solid company at your side. Have them issue a travel insurance coverage for you. I'm talking, of course, of Allianz Travel Insurance. To find out about all of their policies, visit Allianz travelinsurance.com. That's Allianz travelinsurance.com.
A pulmonary medicine and critical care physician is sought by GHVHS Medical Group PC, with locations in Orange and Sullivan counties in New York, to provide intensive care physician services to hospitalized patients from admission to release, evaluate and treat new patients, diagnose and stabilize critically ill patients, consult on non-intensive care patients who require pulmonary consultants and care in hospital, consult and manage patients with pulmonary diseases via pulmonary outpatient office services. Requirements include a doctor of medicine or osteopathic doctor degree or foreign equivalent, board certified in internal medicine, pulmonary disease, and or critical care medicine, New York State DEA and New York State Infection Control certified, and New York State medical license, current or eligible. Candidate must complete a drug screening. Send resume to Sumaya Kolar, 707 East Main Street, Middletown, New York, 10940. Email skolar at ghvhs.org.
This is the Frommer Travel Show. Inspiring locations, inspiring ideas for New York. Live, local, on it. 77 WABC.
Welcome back to the Frommer Travel Show. We started out this hour with a question on Sin City, on lost wages. I'm talking, of course, about Las Vegas, but I want to give it several names because they have just announced they are changing their tagline. So you know how everybody would say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? No more. They have changed that to what happens here only happens here. Somehow it doesn't have the same ring, I think.
I mean, everyone had embraced that other phrase.
Everybody loved it, yeah.
What's behind the change? I don't understand.
I wonder if it has too many shades of Me Too. That illicit things were happening in Las Vegas that might have been good for some people but bad for others? I don't know, actually. I'm thinking maybe that's it, or it's that this is an outright lie. What happens here only happens here. The biggest problem Las Vegas has faced has been the fact that it used to be one of the few places in the United States one could go to legally gamble. Now you have gambling casinos in pretty much every state of the nation.
Yeah, and this new slogan is a total lie, because even the restaurants there are usually outposts of restaurants in New York City or other places. I mean, it's like being in a giant shopping mall version of something you already know half the time.
Well, the only thing it's not a lie about is actually music and dance clubs. They have, I think it's something like 8 of the 10 most profitable music and dance clubs in the nation. What does that mean? These are places that are packed every night, that have celebrity DJs spinning the music. And in that way, I think their nightlife really is quite unique. But for the rest of it, more and more, you can get what they offer elsewhere. So this is almost like they're making a wish. See, what happens here only happens here, really.
Thumbs down on this new motto. I don't understand it.
You know, I don't.
Whatever. Having a little bit of illicitness was kind of the appeal of the old motto, but okay.
I think so. Yeah, it's interesting. Before they had the old motto, the illicit motto, they were trying to make Vegas a family destination.
Oh, I remember that.
Which I thought was a disaster.
There was a theme park built behind MGM that eventually they had to sell it for parts to theme parks everywhere else in the country because it was a failure.
Right. And I remember I went to Vegas, as I said earlier, like a decade ago, to write a book about it. And so my kids came to visit me with my husband, and I was really worried, you know, because to get anywhere in Las Vegas, you have to walk through a massive casino. And I was worried that my then 11 and 7-year-olds would get really like excited by it, because it's an exciting atmosphere and people are playing games and there are flashing lights. And so I sat them down and I said, honeys, that the casino always wins. You're going to see a lot of people gambling. It looks fun, but many people get addicted and they lose their life savings. Well, the younger one took that to heart. And as we would be walking through casinos, she would be saying very loudly, These people are so stupid. Don't they know the house always wins? They're going to lose all their money.
When a seven-year-old says that, right. They'll really put a hex on your game.
Yeah, exactly. Bad luck for everyone. Another interesting thing that's happened this week is there was a terrific, another great New York Times article. This one was about the fact that many car rental companies have found a really invidious new source of revenue. What it is people are nervous about not having one of those electronic things in their cars that automatically pays tolls, because they've heard that if they go through a toll gate, and many of them no longer even have places where you can stop and pay, you need one of those electronic things. If you go through and you don't pay, you're going to get hit with a fine. So that's pushing a lot of people to rent one of these devices from the rental car companies, which all sounds well and good, but some of the rental car companies are charging a daily cost for that device of like $20, and that cost is paid even if you don't go through a toll. So you're not paying toll by toll, and people have been coming out with $100 extra bills.
So if you use this little device only one day out of the 4 days that you have, it's going to charge you now for all 4 days.
Exactly. Service, right? Exactly. Huge ripoff.
Well, you know that the state of Florida is fighting back against this in a very clever way. The state of Florida has come up with a special tag that you can get when you arrive at the airport as a tourist. You give them your credit card, and now you're paying just a little bit, actually less. And the tag that you have, it will be married to your license plate of your rental car. So you can completely refuse the rental car's extortionate plan and just use this tag that you've rented from the state. And you're paying less than cost. And then at the very end, you drop it in a mailbox that they have at the airport and you're done.
Well, that's...
It's wonderful. It's called the Visitor Toll Pass. We have an article about it on Fromers.com called Florida Finally Gives Tourists a Way to Avoid Rental Car Ripoffs. So check it out. It's a great thing if you're going to Florida. You just have to find the kiosk, which is near. It'll always be near where the rental car desks are, because they want you to go right to that before you pick up your car.
And interestingly, there are a number of class action lawsuits going on right now to stop this from happening in other states. So hopefully, because it just doesn't seem fair. This seems,
unfortunately,
really...
the states are in bed with them, because the states have contracted out to these companies that then basically act as the middle person between the fee and the toll.
Right.
So everyone's making money, and so they're less likely to help the consumer as long as that's happening.
Yeah. Another thing that's happened this week, Emerald Waterways has announced that they are going into ocean-going cruising. Now, if you don't know Emerald is a terrific Australian riverboat company. They're Australian, but they're on the riverboat rivers of Europe mostly, with both Emerald and their budget brand, which is Scenic. These are really beautiful ships. And like Viking, which started with river cruising, they have decided they're going to go into ocean cruising. Jason, I know you have taken Viking and you really loved the experience. Do you think it was as good as it was because they had that background in river cruising, which is very, very different from ocean cruising?
I do. I think that Viking knows its audience. It's slightly upscale. It's people who have, you know, probably in their 50s, 60s, 70s, so have a little bit of extra money to spend. And so they kept a standard of luxury that was not over the top, but just exactly right for that market. So I do think that, and they also go small. These ships aren't massive because they're used to dealing with smaller crowds. They know that it's easier to get better service with smaller crowds. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Now, I know on river cruises, one of the hallmarks of them is you get at least one shore excursion per day for free. Does that carry over to Viking?
It sure does.
Ocean going?
On the cruise, it's the same thing. You'll get maybe two or three available for free. There's maybe a city tour or a walking tour, and then there'll be a bunch that you could opt to pay for, which might be a bus trip further out into the hills or a cooking class. But yes, you'll always have the option of something free.
And what about food, like soda and liquor? I think a lot of first-time cruisers, when they get on a ocean-going ship, are really kind of shocked that they have to pay extra for those items. Yeah. Do you on Viking?
If I remember correctly, there's a couple tiers of alcohol. You can get the standard one, which is most of the stuff you want, and then there's another one that's like lets open that top shelf open up to you. But for the most part, you still had to pay for alcohol, if I remember correctly.
And Jason,
at least the hard alcohol, I'm pretty sure about that.
Jason has a terrific, well, Jason and the rest of our staff have done really lovely galleries on Fromers.com introducing different boats. So if you're thinking of cruising, put into Google the name of the ship you're going on, put Fromers, and you can see the articles they've written. They're really helpful. I hear music in my ears. It means it's goodbye for this week. We thank you so much for listening. To those who are traveling, bon voyage.
Bon voyage.